AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Around the country, electoral college meetings are being held to formally elect Donald Trump as president. This is basically a formality, but there are protests in some states.
Build a fence around Mike Pence.
That is in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Christine Dunkerton says she hopes the electors will vote their conscience and not vote for Donald Trump.
I don't know if there's a realistic chance, but I think this is our last chance, and we're hoping that, if anything, the electors will not vote for Trump and it will go to the House.
Vermont's three members of the Electoral College are the first to report their vote for president. They all chose Hillary Clinton, reflecting that state's vote last month. The UN Security Council has unanimously approved a resolution urging immediate deployment of United Nations monitors to former rebel-held eastern Aleppo in Syria. Evacuations continue from Aleppo, but the U.S. ambassador at the UN, Samantha Power, says the monitors can help those who need to still get out.
Some people are either too sick, too old, or too hopeless to have boarded those buses and who actually are just going to stay in their homes. They're, of course, at great risk.
Incoming North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says state legislators will repeal the contentious HB2 law that limited protections for LGBT people and led to an economic backlash in North Carolina. The repeal would be a remarkable sign of cooperation for the incoming governor and the GOP-controlled legislature. Just last week, lawmakers called a special session to strip Cooper of some of his authority when he takes office next month. The managing director of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, was convicted of negligence by a special French court for her role in a contentious and generous arbitration award to a politically connected tycoon. Lagarde was France's finance minister at the time. Wall Street stocks higher. The Dow is up 67 points. This is AP Radio News. The Force is still with Star Wars, and it's stronger than ever.
I fear nothing. All is as the Force wills it.
Rogue One, a Star Wars story, takes a lightsaber to the competition. It opens at number one this weekend with $155 million in ticket sales. That's the second best December opening ever, behind only Star Wars The Force Awakens last year.
I got your back. It's Maui time!
After 3 weeks on top, Disney's Moana drops to second, followed by Office Christmas Party. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Police near Atlantic City, New Jersey, say 48-year-old twin brothers stole 180 bars of soap from a supermarket, but there was no clean getaway. Kenny and Lenny Stewart are accused of dumping 36 packs of Dove soap into a large bag and bolting for the exit. They were knocked down once before running into a police officer. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.